Am I saying Anna Barija, Anna Barija Olivia?
Anna Barija.
And none of them.
She's Anna Barija Oliva.
Anna Barija Oliva.
You know who is the meaning for barriga?
No, go on.
Belly.
Baby.
Look at this.
Anna Baby.
Belly.
Oh, Belly.
Belly.
Anna Belly. It's a real name?
It's a real name.
Yeah, yeah.
From my dad.
Anna Olivia?
Oliva is like an olive.
Olive Belly?
Yeah.
Anna Olive Belly?
Olive Belly.
Is that what they call you? What was your nickname in high school?
It's a small belly.
Welcome back to Radio Juxtapose. My name's Doug Gillen, and today you join me from the Carl Costale Gallery in central London with the Spanish artist Anna Wee Belly Barija. She's going to kill me for that. Anna Barija Oliva grew up in a small Andalusian village in the south of Spain. Though art wasn't a huge part of her upbringing, she clearly had a creative fire in her that needed to burn. After a long process of trial and error and several years studying, at the advice of her tutors, she found her way into painting. And as quickly as she found it, the rest of the art world seemingly found her. In no time at all, Anna had become a staple in the growing collective of traditionally trained contemporary Spanish painters making waves in galleries and art fairs across the world. On her travels, Anna always makes time to visit local flea markets to source new materials and objects which become the vehicles for the stories she later tells through her paintings. Discarded porcelain dolls and plastic toys from Hong Kong, Mexico, or anywhere are repurposed and reimagined and brought once again back to life. Remnants of her explorative early years are carried on through flashes of her time as an abstract painter, a sculptor, or a hyper-realist, as the many Annas become one. Today, we sit down at the Carl Costale Gallery minutes before the opening of her latest show, Say Cheese. Let's get into it right here, right now. Anna Barija Oliva, in conversation on Radio Juxtapose.
Anna, thank you for taking some time to talk with us today. And I know that this is all probably not the most comfortable environment for you because we're talking in English and we have a translator here ready to go, but that's not going to work for a podcast.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry for that.
Say Cheese, where did the name come from?
Say Cheese is the name for when, for me, it's so curious when people in London take a photo and say cheese, and for me it's like a patata in Spanish, and this is a this painter is a big photo.
What would you say in Spanish instead of say cheese?
Patata. It's like a potato.
Say potato. Patata.
Say potato.
But that doesn't the thing is with cheese, right, when you say cheese it's because it makes you smile. But when you say potato, it makes you do something different.
No, the photo, or of course, is bad. Of course.
What are some of the themes that you've touched on with this body?
I don't know. When I thought to do something for this gallery, I love this place because it's not like a normal white cube, you know? And for me, it's more funny, more interesting. Play with the place, and this is the reason I try to do something like massive with the place. This idea is come from the artist Bosch, mm-hmm. El Bosco, mm-hmm. El Jardín de las Delicias.
You had me until there, and then he wasn't.
Well, El Jardín de las Delicias is the a painting important for me because it's this artist talk about the even, but the earth and how they stay like in peace in the same place. And this is something like this, but for my intuition, my made for make something. And this is the even. No, I said cielo.
I was going to say, I thought that was the good side.
But always is like a good things is not the best and bad thing is not the worst. Mm-hmm. Always is good.
Do you like conflict within your work?
Yeah, always. But because I understand my work not like a, of course, like a painting, but it's something alive. And life have these kind of things. Moments, amazing moments, but moments, but it's the life, it's amazing. It's like a gift.
Do you ever come to realizations about some of these themes that you talk about while you're painting? You know, if you start a battle between good and evil or sexuality or something like that during this process, are you ever kind of, do you have those moments where a light bulb goes off and you suddenly come to maybe a different place in your understanding of these themes?
Always I paint about my experience, my life experience. And sometimes I think it's not a real experience because life is very, very weird sometimes. I thought maybe this come from my imagination, or maybe it's through something. Sometimes I'm so confused between if this thing is real or is not.
Can you give me an example?
Well, I think everything here is a little experience for my life. Everything. But one of these, for example, love is so important for me. The love I mean, it's not just for relationship. It's like a friend or family or whatever. No? In the other room, there are one painter. He's like a child, and he wear in his eyes like a flower. ¿Cómo se llama la margarita? Flower is okay. Okay, flowers, white flowers. It's white and yellow flowers, okay? And in the flowers, you can find a little text, like in one side, I'm in love, completely in love for you. And in the other side, I completely hate you. Sorry, it's not for you. It's, yeah.
You mean it wasn't for me?
And for example, the name for the painter is I can kill for you. I can kill something for you. But the child wearing a knife in her mouth.
Okay, yeah, knife.
A knife, yeah, thank you, yeah. Not knife, knife. Yeah. And, but it's lying because a knife is a plastic, it's like a game. Uh-huh. But the... ¿cómo se dice? Como la impronta, como the feeling is like I can kill for you. And it is how time somebody told you that.
Do these come, or in general, or maybe this one in particular, is this come from a particular person or experience or a relationship that you have in your life? And do you want to talk about it?
I think I'm the...
Yourself?
Yeah, I'm the boy.
How many of the paintings that you make are battles with yourself and that kind of idea versus external relationships?
I think... well, a lot of... No, because it is loving is important for... Mm-hmm. For this, for example, this one too is like the name is for this painter is Blind of Love, and she was in love and he lost one of her eyes, and right now she is looking for one eye fixed for his eye.
A replacement.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. But if you saw the painter, the other eye is closed. She doesn't look to the reality things.
All she needs to do is open her eye and she'll be able to find it. With regards to, you know, these images that we're looking at, where do they start? Where's the first place in this journey to get, you know, this is the final stage that we're looking at. Which is the first stage?
Okay, I take a lot of drugs.
Pardon?
I take a lot of drugs.
Yeah, no, I thought that's what you said.
Yeah. So I can talk about that.
So this one's crack informed.
Yeah, I feel so. I don't know. I need to talk with my...
crack self.
Yeah. Sorry.
Do not apologize. That is 100% staying in.
No, I'm joking. I don't take drugs, but it looks like...
Yeah. I think you're too productive to take too many drugs.
To be honest, I don't want to try. I'm okay like this because my mind is not working so good sometimes.
What kind of mental state do you like to be in when you're making work? Do you like to be clear or for things to be a little chaotic?
No, I really like that. But for me, it's like a workaholic. I need to be clear and do exercise, eat apples, like a healthy life.
Are you now? If I ask you off camera when the mics are away, are you going to give me the same answer? Or are you going to give me a different answer altogether? If I'm a fly on the wall in your studio, is that gonna check out that story? Because I don't know.
Okay. You can check whatever you want.
So the original first question I wanted to ask you was, what's the first stage in the process for you? You know, is it a moment that happens, or is it an object? Which kind of, you know, chicken or egg?
Always, I'm going to the flea market to find a little object like ceramic toys or something like this. And I buy a lot of things, a lot of stuff. I bring that for my studio. And I just start to play with them. And I cut and I ensemble. And it's like a bodegon. And in this process is when I start the idea for that. No? And this one is like a big family, like a big, I don't know, maybe a statement, I don't know.
The whole gang are together.
Yeah, it's like a gang.
What is it that sort of separates an object that you want to one that you don't?
It's something, I'm not looking for something specific. I'm just looking for the surprise. It's something like a stimulus, which stimulates myself. And I choose you, it's like a shot. You're coming and you're not.
Ceramics and porcelain, what's the attraction with this particular material for you? Why porcelain?
I don't know. Maybe when you have an object, you can know the weight and know the superfice. And you can smell the object. It's like a... is try to have the control about this piece.
Because it's something that's impossible with the, it's so fixed and rigid, it's impossible to physically manipulate that object into a different thing. But then you take this immovable, rigid structure and then you completely change its position and the way that it is, no?
Yeah, that's true. It is, but this is the reason, one of the reasons I use ceramic or toys is something, is object, I can't play with them. Because, for example, crystal, I can't cut. So I'm like, it's so difficult, but sometimes I try. The next step for that is start to read, start to looking for shit video, in Instagram or on TikTok or YouTube, I don't know. And it's like a mix. I mix the object with some things happening in my life or simple in my mind. A lot of rubbish I looking for in internet, in Google. And this is the like a potion with a...
like a little melting pot.
Yeah, that's it. And the next step for that is I take a picture and I work. I take a picture because I try to have like a control, composition, colors, something more
informed.
Sí.
Why not?
Yeah, okay. Maravilloso, gracias.
Might not be right, but it sounds okay.
Sorry.
I see the phrase or the terminology pop art attached to your name a lot. Do you agree with this kind of labeling? And if not, how would you describe your aesthetic?
Yeah, pretty and beach, I think is perfect. Pretty rich.
A pretty beach.
A pretty beach. I think it's perfect. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for supporting me.
Okay. I know that you travel and you've been exhibiting in so many places, and not just exhibiting with galleries, but also the street stuff, which I want to get onto as well. And the work and the objects that you're collecting definitely feel like there's a global influence kind of coming from them. I was wondering if there's one city or place that's had a bigger impact on you and your work than others. And if so, why?
I think this is true because maybe, for example, Mexico. Mexico is like, it's a wild, I love Mexico. It's something spiritual. It's like the colors in the city, when you can walk in the street, everything is influenced for you. It's not the same when you are half in other place. I don't know, but something, you know what? It is so curious. Sometimes I bought the same object in different countries just for half this object.
Do you know that the history of the object and why this might appear in both countries?
This is curious too, because always when I bought something, some object, I ask into the...
seller?
Yeah. I ask him, who is this object? Why this price? And it's so interesting because I think they want to sell, of course. And the history they make it is amazing. It's better than me, than my history. And sometimes I mix this history with the object.
Because these are all discarded objects. You know, these are things that people no longer want in their life, right? And that's got to have some significance for you as well. This idea of kind of the things that people throw away.
To be honest, I don't know the history.
Not the real history, you like the fake history.
I love the fake history. For me, it's perfect. It's not the real thing. Because the real thing is okay. You can have it. It's interesting. But the fake history is amazing. Human being is amazing. I love that.
Do you keep all these things? Like, what happens after do they become rediscarded, or do you do your own flea market sale with these objects?
I know. I have everything.
And what's the plan with these?
I don't know. Maybe my psychology to have a plan for me. I don't know. This is for me. It's not for share, not for soul. It's something I need to have this, my objects. I'm a normal person.
Apart from the crack.
Yeah.
Kind of got a long-standing relationship with London anyway, don't you? Why here and why now?
My studio is in the back of the London Eye.
Okay.
In the County Hall.
And how is that?
Amazing. I love that.
Of course.
I want to move there.
You've been here for a while, yeah? You've been permanently based here? Have you been skirting around?
Yeah, living here. I'm here for 1 year and a half, but I travel a lot and... Or this, understand my English, sorry. My English is no improve.
You're not the first artist that we've interviewed from Cadiz. Why do you think Cadiz has this ability to churn out artists?
But I don't know. But it's true. A lot of people, amazing artists, come through Cadiz, Sevilla, in Andalusia in general. I'm from Jerez de la Frontera. My town is a little village. It's like a 1,000 person living in this place.
Amazing. The last interview we had, the guy had literally said he was from a town with 2,000 people. And I think that was the smallest town that we had somebody on the podcast from. So you just read them. Sorry, John Key, you've been trumped.
Yeah, I'm so competitive.
So coming from this small town, what was the kind of, what was your artistic experience at this stage? I know that you were quite late until when you came into university, but all in those early days, was art something that was ever really part of your life?
Wow, this is a long history. No, it's a long history because when I was young, I didn't know how doing with my life. I don't finish my studio like a bachillerato or something like this. And I start to work in a bar. Was my owner in the bar, and he introduced me in the art world. Like, Anna, you need to study art. I say, why, really? Why?
What were you doing at that time?
Okay. Make breakfast for people.
So art wasn't a thing that was ever, was it part of your life in some way?
I was born in a family, like a normal family, no contact with art, no visit museum, no nothing, okay? But it's a very creative family. And I think this kind of things helped to me right nowadays to be an artist, because it's no, when I was child, it's not like, I think when I want to be an artist, it's not that. But my parents always told to me, Anna, you can do whatever you want.
That's beautiful. And because creativity manifests itself in different ways. It doesn't always mean, you know, painting or something like this.
It is. The first time I visited a museum was when I was 18 and was for myself. I knew there are an exhibition in Sevilla for Caravaggio y Rivera. And I always in my life, I'm a curious person, and I visit this exhibition. I was like, wow, what is that? And I, in this moment, I used to study something like make furniture or design, something like this, but not like a final art. Huh? After I study a lot of things like this, finally, I thought, okay, I think I'm ready to study at the university. And when I started to study at the university, I had one signature, and they obligated me to paint. And was this moment when I started to paint. And in this moment, I thought, oh my God, what is this? I need that.
In a good way.
In a good way. Yeah. In a good way. And I feel very, very lucky because in this moment, I have two teachers, and my teachers support me a lot. And they, ¿cómo se dice? Me guiaron.
They guide you?
They guide me. Thank you. They guide me like this painting, you need to apply for this prize. And something like this. And when I was in second course, I have exhibition, wine prize. It was crazy. My career improved.
Do you think it just moved quite quickly for you then? I mean, even just seeing in the last couple of years, it's just...
Yeah, so quickly. Okay. I know the only Anna. I have like a five Annas more.
Go on. It's like a little Russian doll thing. Yeah. Is that where the Russian doll comes from? Is that why you keep using it? This is you. Okay, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand art.
Right now, I'm painting. No, I work a lot. I work a lot, but I love my work. It's not my work. This is my life. And I love to spend time in the studio. I love research about the materials, about whatever thing. I'm curious.
What was your work like? And if we go back to university, Anna, what did your work look like there?
Oof, it's better than now.
You got worse? You intentionally got worse?
I think so. No, really. I think so. It was better because at the beginning, I didn't have any idea about the process, about nothing. And you are more spontaneous when you are working. Of course, now you understand the composition, the color, and that you lost this kind of fresh. That's it. But, okay. Now, when I was studying, I feel like a lot of different personalities. And sometimes, one day, I wake up like an abstract painter. And another day, I was like a sculpture woman. And other day, like a hyperrealism, I don't know, all sorts of things.
The work that we're looking at, just an amalgamation of all these different Anas, have finally kind of found one place.
Yeah, now I lie in better and it look like just one Anna.
Do you think that you could have or would have tried to make it in the art world if you didn't go to university? Do you think that was the key for you getting to this place?
For sure, for me, it was the key. And not just for, I learned a lot at the university, but not something to learn about my college in the university. Wow, they are very curious. The stimulate was amazing. I remember myself with all my friends looking for whatever thing and something only to share that. Yeah, I find this book or I find this artist. Look at that, it's the best. And was amazing.
I want to talk about your street stuff because I first knew you from the street before I knew you from the studio. If I look at a wall or if I look at a canvas, it's the same. For me, it's the same practice. But for you as an artist, is there a difference between the way that you approach a wall or the way that you approach a canvas?
I love painting in the street. It's so hard for my body because I am quite old. And
you ain't that old. I looked. I know how old you are. I don't even need to ask you.
No, I'm so sorry. No, for me it's like a game. But this is the same. The painting in my studio, but in the street, it's like a gift for people. Maybe gift or maybe not. Because if you don't like my work, it's like, oh my god, what is that? And it's in my house. What?
There's a lot of confidence calling it a gift.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I know. For me, it's the same. I don't feel like a street art. I'm a painter and I paint, doesn't matter, in canvas or in a wall or in a car or in my face. Doesn't matter. I'm a painter.
But what drew you to the street initially? What was the first reason for going out and doing that? Because usually... And if I looked, and when I looked at your work for the first time, I assumed, because I've spoken to so many people over the years, I just assumed that, it was like, okay, I was 15, I was running about Andalusia, Cadiz, I was painting graffiti with my friends, and then I started this, because I can see that this is like the kind of natural evolution for this kind of like, this artist. And it's funny hearing that there was like none of that, and you just came in through big murals. So what was the pull? Did somebody just ask you and say, hey, do you want to come and do a mural? Or were you actively seeking it and saying, hey, I want to challenge myself and do something?
No, it was the first one. Somebody invited me. The first time I painted a big, no, it wasn't a big wall, it was a track.
That's a good way to start. That's kind of cool.
I know. the project, track art projects, in Madrid?
No.
No, this project was my first time was in 2019. They want to introduce, was not introduced like a shake, the artist painting in the studio, going to paint in the street.
Oh, like a cultural exchange kind of thing. Yeah.
That's it. And they invite me paint a track, and I say, okay, I can paint a track, but it was so funny and so hard because I paint the track with oil and enamel.
Jeez! Why?
I didn't have any idea about how is the best thing.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, me too.
yeah, that's amazing. Was this just because you were painting with oils in the studio and you're like, that's the same thing?
Yes. I paint a big canvas, but it's no canvas, it's a track.
You still doing that with your walls, or did you learn your lesson?
No, I shame that. I learned a little bit, but I learned.
Only one time I make that mistake, only one time.
No more.
Because I only ever see you kind of come out and do like maybe one or two a year or something like this, the murals. What is it that's driving you for, you know, choosing a project like that?
No, I love that because for me, the painting, the material and the material is like a big personal, big mural. And when you are painting a mural, it's like a, this is the level for the painter. I let like this, I feel so small and the painter is so big. And this is the real painting.
How does scale impact your feeling about a work, you know, with something big like this? Like, why did you decide that you wanted to take a giant installation inside a relatively small room? Like, what's the purpose?
When you have something like this, a big painter, it's like a big ask for the visitors. And I think it's easier to understand and to like the painting. It's for this. I love that.
Love that answer. What are your plans for the rest of the year? How do things look? What have you got in the pipes that you can talk about? And what would you like to manifest just now?
Okay, next week I'm going to my town because I have a barbecue with my family. Nice barbecue with my friend too. This is my first plan.
Yeah, what are you going to put in the barbecue? What's your go-to?
Sardinitas.
Sardinas is like a
fish.
Sardinitas. Sardines, that's your go-to on the barbecue?
I love it.
Okay, this is a very Spanish answer.
Okay, this is my first plan. When I finish that, I'm going to my town. And after that, I have exhibition in Madrid with the gallery name is Justo Giner. We finished the relationship, but in a good way. And this show is for say goodbye and thank you for everything.
There's a lot of questions that I want to ask on that. Why? You can't say something like that and not expect me to ask questions. What's up?
My gallery is so handsome for me and I'm so distracted with that. I need to be focused in my paint.
That is a very, very good answer. The gallerist was too handsome that it was a distraction. That's good. Excellent. I'm not going to ask anymore. Very good.
After that, I'm going to Untitled with Carl Costial too. And it's not a solo show. I sharing the show.
Group show?
Yeah. But it's Maria Pratt and me.
Okay. Two. So yeah. a duo.
A duo show. A duo show, thank you.
Yeah, duo show.
No, I'm so excited with that because I love Maria Pratt and I admire. She's amazing.
Some people will do, you know, one, maybe two shows a year. You're talking about like three in a month here.
I told you, I'm like a five Anna.
How do you maintain this work, like ethic and this output, apart from crack, obviously? How are you staying on top of like making sure that you don't turn into a factory, that you're, you know, you feel like you still get the creative, you know, feel for something?
I just need to sleep a couple of hours per day and a good cream for my face. That's all.
Good. Nice diplomatic answer again.
If you happen to be living in London and listening to this at the time of the release, Say Cheese runs at the Carl Costale Gallery in central London until the 12th of August. If you weren't fortunate enough to catch it IRL, don't worry, we will put images from the show up on the Jux website. Hit the link in the show notes. That is it from us here just now. We will be back, as always, with you guys real soon. Till that moment comes, take care of yourselves and each other.